promised. We're joined right now by a forward for the Denver Nuggets. Double digits in three of the last six games. He had a career-high 25 in Thursday's win over Indiana. He was the 14th overall pick in 2018. Denver having a big year. They're first in the Northwest, and they are at Dallas tomorrow. Michael Porter Jr. is my guest. Michael, it's good to have you back.
What's up, man?
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Really good. Nice to have you back. So let me start here. The team is coming off a win last night, Michael, where Nikola Jokic went for a career-high 47. He had 8 rebounds. He had 5 assists. He did not turn it over. So starting there, how impressed were you with what you saw by him, and what's it like when the big man's having a night like that?
Man, he was dominant last night. We've all been waiting on that, just for him to take over a game, and that's exactly what he did last night, coming off that loss in Washington. So we were all proud of him, and we were happy for him.
Michael Porter Jr. is my guest. You know, I mentioned some of your numbers at the top. When you and I spoke shortly after you were drafted, you had spent last season working your way back from injury. So what was that time like for you? And then how good does it feel to be back on the court and contributing the way you are now?
Man, it feels amazing. Honestly, I'm just so thankful. Got God to thank. It was some dark days, but, man, just being back on the court, it's so amazing. And, to be a part of this really good team, it's something special.
Michael Porter Jr. is my guest. You know, I'm going to ask you about the dark days in a minute, but I want to ask you about your head coach, Michael Malone, because I had him on the show recently, and he was talking about what it's like seeing your potential turn into reality. There's a story that back before the season, the two of you had a meeting, and he said that if you're not playing right away, just stay with me, keep grinding, stay hungry. So how did you go about staying patient and trusting the process?
You know, honestly, I just try to remember, whatever God's plan is, nobody can stop. So whatever his plan was for me, there was no reason to stress about it. It would happen in due time as long as I did my part, and that's having a good attitude, staying humble, staying hungry, just like Coach had said. So, that's what I've tried to do, and I'm starting to get a little bit more opportunity now, and it's great.
All right, so when you go back to a late December game against Sacramento, you finally got that first NBA start. In fact, it was your first start of any kind in a really long time. What kind of emotions were you feeling before that start, and then how good did it feel to come up with 19 points and 6 rebounds the way you did in that start?
I was a little nervous, but I felt pretty good. My energy was high. I was ready to get going. And for me, it felt pretty natural. That's what I've done my whole life. And, just to go straight from warm-ups to the game, it felt pretty good. And so it was really fun for me, and I hadn't had that feeling in a while, so it was good.
Talking to Michael Porter Jr. once again. It'd be pretty easy to focus on your offensive numbers, but as you know, if you're going to play for Michael Malone, you got to play defense. And you've been really focused on the defensive end of late. What's the biggest key for you playing defense in the NBA?
Honestly, you just got to be locked in. Like, I went from thinking about scoring, thinking about how I can help the team in scoring, to thinking about how I can help the team defensively, because that's what's going to keep you on the floor. So if I want to play, I got to play defense. So I really had to change my mindset and be doing all the little things instead of staying on the floor and not worry about buckets, because that'll come.
Then Thursday night, you were back in Indiana against the Pacers, and you played on a court where you first played in fourth grade. You went for 11 for 12 from the field. You had 25 points. You had 5 rebounds. You had an assist in 23 minutes, and you led the team back from a double-digit deficit for the win. I mean, how special was that night for you?
Man, honestly, it was so crazy. I had a lot of my childhood friends at the game, a lot of people there supporting me, and that's the first NBA court I've ever played on, so I felt comfortable for some reason, and I went out there and had a pretty good game, so it was good to see a couple shots fall like that.
Hey, Michael, it's one thing to have, like, friends and family, even your head coach, have your back, but then after the game, you got this post-game water celebration. It seemed like the guys were so pumped for you. What's it mean to you to have earned the respect and the love from the guys in your own locker room and that they have your back?
It goes a long way. This is to show the kind of team we got. We don't have a lot of guys who are jealous, thinking about themselves. When one guy has success and everybody's happy for him, I think that's big time. And that was probably the best feeling about that whole thing, is just that my teammates were happy for me too.
Talking to Michael Porter Jr. So we talked about the last few games where you're getting more and more opportunities and you're making the most of them. During the run of 6 games, you've been getting those minutes and contributing. And now, Michael, you hear the phrase, Michael Porter Jr. has arrived. You hear that a lot now. Is that the way it feels to you on the court? Do you feel like you've arrived, or do you feel like maybe this is just the start?
No, I think this is the very tip of the iceberg. I'm still healing from my past injuries. I feel good, but I'm not all the way there yet. but I feel good. And so it's dope, but I think that it's just tip of the iceberg for me.
Michael Porter Jr. joining me for a few more moments. You know, when you and I started today, you talked about there were some dark times. What were the dark times like, and how did you push through them?
You know, it was just some days, man, where it was like, dang, am I ever going to get over this? Like, am I ever going to play at a high level again? Like, when I had that second surgery sitting on the hospital bed, like, man, I was questioning a lot of things. Like, what's my plan for my life? Like, and it was just crazy. But, you know, who really helped me was my family. And then Isaiah Thomas and Jared Vanderbilt, they were both doing rehab at the same time I was doing rehab. And just for us to all be able to do it together and to see how Isaiah Thomas was attacking his rehab every day, it really inspired me. So,
you know, I would imagine that, like, you go through something like that, maybe you retreat, maybe you focus on yourself, but from the outside, it seemed like you really did get locked in and you went to school on everything about what it takes to be a professional, like how to recover after games, how the NBA game is different. So what did you learn over the course of last year as you did that rehab?
Oh, man, I was just trying to observe. Like, I would observe Isaiah Thomas. You know, he was in a really tough spot because, you know, he missed that contract by a little bit, and then he was in Denver and not playing and trying to rehab. And just seeing his optimism every day and just attacking the rehab, and, you know, it was a slow grind for him. Seeing that, seeing how Paul Millsap recovered after games, being at the age he is, you know, seeing Nikola's approach to the game. I was just trying to observe and learn how to be a professional.
Michael, one thought about Isaiah. You mentioned him a couple of times. Any idea, like, if you had to get inside of his head, if you're Isaiah Thomas and you do whatever you can for the team and you think it's going to pay off and you get that huge payday and then you just miss it, how do you shake something like that? How do you get beyond that? How do you maintain a positive mindset? How do you think he did that?
Honestly, I know that hurt him a lot. But at the end of the day, man, life happens. You know, you got to stay positive because if not, like, it could break you. So I think for him, he's just a strong individual, and he just let that motivate him. You know, his injury is pretty serious, but he's overcome it. He's playing again. I saw a tweet somewhere where he said he got his joy back, so I'm happy for him. But, I mean, it's tough things to happen.
You know, I would imagine when you look around that locker room right now, you see a team that won 54 games last year, advanced in the playoffs. I mean, that's a really strong roster, and then you come back and you make it even stronger. So when you look at the talent in your locker room right now, what's the upside? How good can this team be?
Man, I think we have a championship-level team, and especially when everybody's clicking and playing for each other. There's no telling how good we could be. And there's a lot of guys on the bench right now that could be playing in a lot of different places, and they're being selfless and still cheering on the team, and, you know, we appreciate that as well. So we got a dope team, man.
You do have a dope team. And I think you got a dope head coach. One last thought. This is a big Michael Malone house right here. Michael, what's it like to play for him?
It's great, man. He pushes me, and I appreciate that. I think in the long run, this slow process for me is going to make me the best player I could be. So I appreciate him. I appreciate how he's brought me along and the confidence he's tried to give me. So.
He had a career-high 25 in Thursday's win over Indiana. He was the 14th pick overall in 2018. Michael Porter Jr., getting it done. Michael, great to have you back on the show. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Appreciate it, my man.
You too, Michael. Great talking to you once again. Man, they're good. I love him. I love that story. I love the way he's battled back. As he mentioned, there were some really dark times, but never gave up on it. He said rehabbing with Isaiah Thomas actually helped him a lot. Nuggets fan, exactly where are you? Look at this guy. He's young. But he's getting healthy. He's getting right. If he can hit the potential, his potential, and I don't see any reason why he would not, look the hell out.